Here I am with James Madison, former president and architect of the U.S. Constitution. Thank you, sir, for traveling through time. I'm sorry it affected your voice and made it a little gravelly. What do you have to ask someone like me in the year 2017?
Did the Constitution survive? My main concern was that the president or the Congress might act like a king or the parliament of my day and claim that their word is law. Did the Constitution protect you from this kind of tyranny?
I don't believe the president or Congress claim that. Checks and balances are there. Some people, though, claim there's an entity whose opinions are the supreme law of the land.
The Constitution is the supreme law of the land. What entity are you talking about?
Well, the U.S. Supreme Court, people say that its interpretation of the Constitution is the supreme law of the land.
As long as it is faithful to the words, text, and meat and spirit of the Constitution, then yes. But what evidence do you have that this could be a problem?
Well, a couple of years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that to change marriage and told every state it had to comply.
Change marriage. What do you mean?
Well, they said that a man could marry a man, that it was a constitutional right under the U.S. Constitution, and that every state must certify or license such marriages.
You've got to be kidding me. Didn't your state do anything?
Well, we didn't even get to argue and defend our law and Constitution before the U.S. Supreme Court.
Man, that's what a court does. It hears cases and controversies of the parties before it. I don't understand how this came to be. How can a court just proclaim something for the entire nation and the nation follow it?
Well, four states did get to argue their law before it, their marriage law. And that's when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled and said every state had to comply.
But your state didn't get to argue. What if those states had a sweetheart deal and there was an agreement ahead of time, even unstated? They can't represent you. What if they simply agree and settle a case and the court affirms it and issues an order? How can that apply to anyone else? What if they argue badly? What if they don't even know what your law says? Why would they care? It's not their law. And don't argue well for your state's law. How could they? Man, a court is not only undemocratic, it is anti-democratic, as it should be. For it cannot listen to other people's opinions, only the parties who have an interest in the case before them. If others get involved and a judge listens to others, he's violating judicial ethics. If I have a complaint, I can write my congressman or even the president and tell him my concern, that they are duty-bound to hear me because I'm a citizen and a voter. But the court cannot do that. It can only hear the arguments of the parties before it, and it should not affect anyone except perhaps as precedent in the future. And even then, you would get to argue your side. How could this happen? Didn't the lawyers of your state stand up against this? The lawyers of my day were strident in their rhetoric, strongly arguing in favor of liberty.
Well, one person in our state, the Chief Justice of our Supreme Court, actually tried to find a legal angle by which we could challenge the U.S. Supreme Court and perhaps get our law and Constitution argued and reviewed by it.
Oh, this is encouraging. What happened?
Well, our legal community prosecuted him for violating judicial ethics.
You mean to tell me that the one man who stood up to this imposition by a court beyond its normal duties and ordering the entire nation to follow a odd decision, that man was prosecuted? This courageous man was not honored, not followed, not supported? This is shocking. I might as well not ask, but I have to ask. Is there anything else your state can do?
Well, if we truly and effectively organized as a legislature and governor of the state, like your state did back in the 1800s against a what you called an unconstitutional law of the federal government that was undermining the Constitution, if we were to really effectively do that, we could lose federal money.
What do you mean, federal money?
Well, our state gets federal grant dollars from the federal government, and if they think we're not complying with, quote, the supreme law of the land, close quote, the opinion of the U.S. Supreme Court, then they might cut off the flow of that money.
Men of my day died for the liberty and protection of the U.S. Constitution, the supreme law of the land. Now a majority of justices on the Supreme Court say their word is law, like a king, change marriage to an absurd form, order every state to comply, contrary to traditional judicial practice of any court whose duty is simply to hear and decide the controversy before it. One man stands up to it and is put down for it. And your state can't or won't do anything because you won't get paid? Sir, you have sold away your liberties, pimped away the United States Constitution, a precious, precious document. I'd rather live under King George than such a perverse world as that. I'm going back to my time. Goodbye, sir.
Well, there you have it, James Madison, his opinion from the 1700s, 1800s. Thank you, sir. So long, farewell.